you to turn with me to Psalm 118, found on page 956 of the Bibles in front of you. Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord. Mr. and Mrs. Plockmeyer, Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Always know on good days and even bad, we should rejoice because God is in control and sends us both for his glory and our good. That was the note I found in our family Bible as we read through the psalm this week. Our family Bible was also the guest book at our wedding, and that verse was one of the ones highlighted by Lauren's grandmother. Little did she know that even as she wrote that note, a tumor was already forming in her brain that would eventually take her life. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Always know on good days and even bad, we should rejoice because God is in control and sends us both for his glory and our good. Psalm 118 celebrates God's enduring love and faithfulness. It invites God's people to rest and to trust that God is faithful forever. The psalmist opens with directions first to the whole of God's people, then to the priesthood as they lead God's people in worship, then to the whole of the people of again. Let all God's people declare his love endures forever. Psalm 118 is framed by the promise of God's faithfulness. And grounded in the knowledge of God's enduring love and faithfulness, verses 5 through 17 move into a celebration of God's protection. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. We don't really know who wrote Psalm 118. Some scholars believe that this psalm was written by King David, that these are his words celebrating the strength and protection he received from God as he ran from King Saul or fought against one of his many enemies. Other scholars believe that this is from the time of King Hezekiah, when the nation of Judah was threatened by Sennacherib, king of Assyria. And yet God's people found divine protection. Other scholars believe that it comes from even later, from the time of the Maccabees. The story of God's people as they drove out the enemies of God, as God miraculously provided oil to last them for 8 days to keep their lamps burning, a celebration now commemorated on Hanukkah. We don't know when Psalm 118 was written. Could have been any of those times or any other time. What we do know is that regardless of when Psalm 118 was written, the message is the same. From generation to generation, God is faithful. From generation to generation, God is our sure hope of victory. We may not know when Psalm 118 was written, but we do know that those words remain true today. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. I think of what Rin shared when she walked into the doctor. And she was able to hold fast to that promise of, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When hard-pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. I think of visiting Denny in the hospital after a fall from the second story of his barn. It was a miracle he was alive. And the first thing he did was to express his gratitude to God for God's strength and protection. When hard-pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. Perhaps these words reflect how we feel after a rough period of our marriage, when through the saving grace of Jesus, things are better now than we ever expected they could be. Perhaps those words reflect the feeling of freedom and joy we find after finding the power of the Holy Spirit breaking our addiction to pornography. Perhaps the words of Psalm 118 reflect the inexplicable hope and joy we find in the love of our church community walking beside us through life's most difficult chapters. Psalm 118 celebrates God as our sure refuge. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Even when surrounded by the nations, when surrounded by all that life has to throw at us, in the hope of the Lord, we find our strength. As we saw 2 weeks ago when we looked together at Psalm 23, when face to face with death's dark valley, we find that God is our sure refuge. And of course, we are aware, sometimes all too aware, that that does not mean that we are sheltered from life's difficulties. But Psalm 118, verse 6, reminds us of the hope that we have seen several times in the last couple of months. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The assurance of God as our refuge does not mean that we expect to live a pain-free life. The assurance of Psalm 118 that God is our sure refuge and strength does not mean that we never expect to face difficulties. But it allows us to face even life's darkest valleys. The hope of Psalm 118 allows us to face even the loss of a spouse or a child with hope and trust. The promise of Psalm 118 empowers us to walk beside our parents as they face the deteriorating effects of age and yet still find hope. Through Psalm 118, God promises us that we can trust that God holds us even when hope seems impossible. And we can do so because of what happens at the end of the psalm. Because of the promise that the one is coming in the name of the Lord, the true King, the stone the builders rejected. And so we rest in the confidence that our Savior, Jesus Christ, was despised and rejected. Becomes the cornerstone. And so even if we feel rejected, we are in good company. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. The Word became flesh and encountered all of the same garbage that we encounter in this world. So when we feel the stinging pain of a relationship falling apart, we remember that Jesus faced the pain of rejection and betrayal. When we sit in a room surrounded by family and yet overwhelmed by the ways that we don't fit in with those who we're supposed to love, we remember that Jesus faced the pain of rejection. When we sit in a meeting and our colleagues seem intent on making life difficult for us, we remember that Jesus too faced the pain of rejection. When our children slam the door in our face because they don't want to talk to us, we remember that Jesus too faced the sting of rejection. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And because God is our refuge, because Jesus was rejected, the psalmist says, shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. And so today on Palm Sunday, we anticipate the rejection of Jesus. And we will look at that more tonight. We look ahead to the week to come, aware that the same crowd who welcomes him today with shouts of joy and victory will reject him by the end of the week. But we also look ahead, remembering that the story doesn't end on Friday. but that Christ is victorious. And because of Jesus and because of Jesus' victory over sin and death, shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the sanctuary of Covenant Church. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. May there be shouts of joy in this place as parents become grandparents and grandparents become great-grandparents. May there be shouts of joy and victory in this church. When Sarah shares how Dalton's therapy is resulting in significant progress. May there be shouts of joy and victory in this church in those matters that we may not share with the body of Christ but resound in our hearts nonetheless. May there be shouts of joy and victory in this church as, after a long period of trial and error, our meds are finally regulating our depression and anxiety. May there be shouts of joy and victory that a child who has rejected the faith has expressed an interest in spiritual matters, perhaps for the first time in years. May there be shouts of joy and victory that even though we mourn the loss of our loved ones, that we rest confidently that they are secure and that they are resting peacefully in the presence of God. May there be shouts of joy and victory in this place. Our sins are forgiven and we have been made forever right with God. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. Shouts of joy and victory resound. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you ever want to make a church of adults uncomfortable, ask them to shout Hosanna.
Hosanna!
There you go, Ruth. We're uncomfortable with such blatant expressions of joy in a broad public. People of God, the joy and victory of God is secure. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let the tents of the righteous resound with shouts of joy and victory. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 118 anticipates the true king. And on one level, the people in the crowds of Jerusalem that day, some 2,000 years ago, on one level, they have it wrong. They're expecting something of Jesus that he won't do. Seems they're hoping that Jesus will drive out the Romans. That's not what Jesus is about as king. But on the other hand, they do get it right. He is the king. But it seems that they missed something about the broader story of Psalm 118. For it's not just that the coming king saved God's people. It's not just that the one who comes in the name of the Lord is God's anointed king, but that it is God's anointed one who opens the gates of righteousness by his rejection. That because the stone is rejected, the gates of salvation are open. And through him we have salvation. In his rejection, the king becomes the cornerstone, the starting place for a new creation. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus invites us into a new way of living, new life, a life of hope and trust in God's faithfulness. And indeed, having celebrated the salvation of the rejected stone, Psalm 118 returns to the theme with which it started. You are my God, and I will praise you. Give thanks to to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Brothers and sisters, this is the story that we celebrate today, that the king who was rejected has become the cornerstone, the first fruits of the new creation. The king who was rejected by his rejection opens the gates of salvation. The king who was rejected welcomes us into the good news of the kingdom. And in light of that, we have the confident hope to face each day, knowing that that day too is the day of the Lord. That day too is a day that belongs to God's salvation. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That day too, whether it brings good or ill, is a day for which we give thanks and praise. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Brothers and sisters, may this continue to be a place that resounds with shouts of joy and victory. Hosanna. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Let's shout it together. Hosanna! Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the good news of your salvation, that you have opened the gates of salvation to us. We thank you that you were rejected. And in that rejection that we have hope, that we can trust when we face rejection, that you too know the sting and pain of rejection. That because you have opened for us the gates of salvation, that we can trust that you are our sure refuge and strength. What shall we be afraid, for what can mere mortals do to us? Heavenly Father, may we approach each day in the confident hope of your faithfulness, that you are faithful from generation to generation. May we approach each day with the hope that this, too, is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, our King, we pray. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Let us